I'm Leanne McNulty, and welcome to Lee Summit Community Church's weekly podcast, Catalyst. A catalyst is an agent that leads to change or action. My guest today is Ryan Schreckengoss, who is the leader of the Vine. What is your title now? Is it co-regent or regent of?
It's still director of emerging generations. So
excellent.
We've gone back and forth about what it's going to be, and that's where we've settled for now.
I like it. It sounds very, very hip, emerging generations.
I think it's weird, but it works.
Who is the emerging generation?
That's a great question. So that's why I think we need to do something different.
We'll lead with that. No, who is the emerging generation? Who are you ministering to?
Well, emerging generations includes people that are in 7th through 12th grade, our middle school and high school students. And I oversee what they're doing with Travis Bourbon, our student ministry director. And then college and people in their 20s and 30s are kind of who we're targeting as our emerging generation. So people are ready to pass the baton of the gospel off to.
Excellent. I love that description, passing the baton.
It's scriptural.
It is.
It is.
Look at us being all scriptural
yes.
today, sitting in the church. And I will tell you, for those of you listening to this, that there is a thunderstorm going on outside, and we are recording today in the auditorium. So if you hear a great big old clap of thunder, that's why you hear it. It's
yes.
not that we're saying something so profound that God is blessing us.
Maybe.
But it might be. I don't know. You can take it how you want to. We'll see how God blesses in that. So we are here today to talk about The Vine, which is LSCC's newest thing. Going on Sunday nights at what time?
4:30 p.m.
So why don't you give us an overview of The Vine, who's involved in that, what you're going to do, and what it looks like.
Yeah, The Vine is something different. As we look at our church, we see that the people that are disappearing at the fastest rate, not at LSCC, but in the church in general in the United States, are people in their 20s and 30s, whether they're single or married. They get busy, they get apathetic, they get burned by the church, and they walk away, and we never see them again. And so we want to do something to stem the tide here at LSCC, and that's where the idea of The Vine came from. How can we provide a place that young people, single and married, kids and no kids, career, and still in school, and all of those things, how can they come together and find a place of community where they can walk together and grow in their relationship with God? And so we started talking to people about that about a year ago, and the core team has really rallied around that. We have 25 to 30 folks that are part of our core team, and they're really excited about seeing this happen. It's something that's been on a lot of their hearts, and they didn't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And so we're giving language to some of the things that they've been thinking and processing and praying about over the past number of years. And so it's kind of all culminating in this as we launch on 10-10-10.
Excellent. Now, The Vine, is that going to be kind of a church within a church thing? Are you a church plant? What is it?
Yeah, we are not a church plant. And I know if people are familiar with LSCC, they know last time we did a separate service, it became a church plant. Mm-hmm. The idea with The Vine is really to be a strengthening of the body of LSCC. It's to provide an alternative for people that are looking for something different, but want to stay connected with Lee Summit Community Church. And so that's really the direction that we're headed. And we don't have aspirations of church plant. We have aspirations of strengthening God's church right here at LSCC.
Excellent. So what does your service look like? How is it different?
That's a great question. And, you know, we haven't started yet. And so it's all theoretical right now, which is kind of fun.
I love that theory.
Yeah. So no one can say that what I'm about to say is not true because they've never seen it to dispute what I'm saying. So really, when we meet on a weekly basis, we want to accomplish three things. We want there to be authentic community that happens. We want people to come together and develop relationships. And we had our first Discover the Vine meeting last Sunday, mm-hmm. and that happened. People were getting together and meeting each other. I met lots of new folks that are kind of in our target group that are saying, we long for something more. Mm-hmm. We actually had a home group start out of that meeting on Sunday, and they're starting to meet next week. So it's already happening. The ball's rolling. That authentic community is happening. Second thing is we want people to experience the presence of God in worship. And we're putting together a worship team that it's going to have a little different feel than what we do on Sunday mornings. It's going to be kind of more of a coffee house feel at The Vine and not a full band all the time. We're doing some different percussion stuff and just a really cool opportunity to say we're in God's presence and we want to worship God in His presence. And so it's going to look and feel different. You know, there's going to be times that we sing a song that the lyrics aren't on the screen for, and we're going to be okay with that because we want to follow what God's up to. And the last thing we want to accomplish is We want people to experience the Word on a weekly basis. And I think that we do that by experiencing all five senses. Mm-hmm. We don't want just information coming in and people processing that and leaving smarter. We want them to leave different. And we think that that can happen if we engage all five senses. And so we're talking about things they can smell and taste and touch. And those are things that normally don't get to be a part of our worship service on a Sunday morning. And so a smaller crowd affords us different opportunities. And so, you know, lots of churches would be happy if one of those three things happened occasionally. And we're saying from the very beginning, we want all those three things to happen every week. And it's a big, big goal. But we think that that's what God's leading us to, and we think it's going to be cool because of that.
I think so, too. I'm really excited to see just how it develops, especially from the art standpoint. That's where I get really jazzed about it. It's like, that'll be really fun to see all the fun, because I know you have a lot of artists on your team that are already there. Yeah. So, okay, it's 420s and 30s, but are you going to be carting people at the door, like if I turn 40, can I no longer come? Or
no, it's, you know, we're targeting a specific age group, and we're going to craft things to minister to them where they are and where they're telling us that they are. But, you know, if you're 40 or 50 or 60 and your soul is much younger and those are the things you would desire and you'd connect well with that, we're certainly inviting those people. We actually have part of our core team is an older group of people who are in a next stage in life. Most of them, their kids have moved out, they're empty nesters. And they're saying to us, we want to walk alongside young marrieds, and we want to encourage them. We want to lead small groups and we want to love on them. We want to have Bible studies. And we say yes to all of that. We're excited about them being a part of our team. And so I anticipate that there are people that we didn't invite to be a part of that because we didn't know that they were excited about it. They're going to come and they're going to say, hey, we want to partner with you too. And we're really excited about that opportunity as well.
Right. Which is such the dream that God had for his church, Big C, was that we would come alongside. I'm mm-hmm. listening to a series on another podcast because I'm a podcast junkie and that's all I really listen to. And that's why I started my own. They're talking about going through Titus. They're talking about the mandate that's given to us in there of, hey, older men, older women, come alongside these younger people and teach them the following things, because obviously we don't just pick that up in life. We need to be taught how to love each other, how to function in the church, how to function in society as a follower of Christ, all that. So I'm excited about the opportunity. Excited for you, too.
It's going to be great.
And you're going to be the lead pastor, which always sounds so, I almost trip over that
word.
You're going to be Pastor Ryan. Pastor Ryan, let me ask you a question. But are you going to be the only one teaching, or do you have others?
We have a rotation of people that are going to be teaching. Our lead pastor, our real lead pastor, Doug Brown, is going to be in teaching on a monthly basis. Scott Lash is going to be a part of it. And, you know, because we want to do something different, we're going to have people that are just coming to the service and are involved in some way, being a part of those things. And so, whether it's doing announcements or a devotion before communion or another part in the service, we're going to have lots of people who are doing different things. And so there's going to be some consistency with our music and the band and the way those things are led, but we're going to be really creative and free-flowing with the people that you see on the stage doing the communicating, doing the teaching.
Excellent. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to seeing how it all comes up. Now, you said the launch date is 10-10-10, so that's easy to remember.
Yep.
Do you have your own website?
We do. It's lsccvine.org. Excellent. Yep. You can go there to find contact information, more about our vision, and it's going to be a great resource that has video and audio of what we're doing as we move down the road.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. And to all our listeners, I hope that you come and check it out. It's going to be a really awesome thing, and I'm really looking forward to see what God's going to do with it. That's one of the things that we do here at LSCC that I really enjoy, is that it's not just we've got these four services, and you got to come, and you got to blend right in here, and we want to make sure that everybody's participating in there, but that we are, as a group, as a leadership group, really seeking to, how can we reach people? This is different. Let's do this. I see this happening in society in general. Let's try and trend this way so we can catch some of these people that might not feel like they have a place. So.
Exactly. And for those who are interested, our core team right now is going through a challenge of we're praying for the Vine at 10:10 a.m. and 10:10 p.m. And so if you'd be interested in joining us in that, set your alarm on your cell phone or on your calendar or whatever, and join us in prayer at 10:10 a.m. or p.m. or both if you're really holy. That would be awesome. And we're excited to continue to pray about what God's going to do, because we think he's up to something cool.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, Ryan. And thank you, dear listener, and join us next time.